This week's parsha opens up with the mitzvah of Bikurim to bring the first fruits of a year to the Beis HaMikdash, and you're supposed to give them to the Kohen as a gift. The language of the pasuk is that you're supposed to bring it to the Kohen asher yiyah bayomim haheim, the Kohen that will be in your days, in those days. And that phrase, bayomim haheim, comes up in several places in the Torah, and each time the Gemara makes a very similar drasha. Another example is that when you have a question, a halachic question, you're supposed to go to the Kohanim and the Shoftim, asher yiyah bayomim haheim. And so in all of those cases, the Gemara says, ein lecha ela asher bayomim haheim. You only have the Kohen of your generation. You only have the leaders of your particular generation. And so a person might think, I shouldn't have to listen to them, I shouldn't have to give them bikurim, I shouldn't have to give them gifts. They're not like the Kohanim of days gone by. They're not like the leaders of days gone by. And so the Torah says, no, you only have the ones in your particular generation. What's interesting is that there is one notable caste of society that does not have that term, the Leviim. As you're supposed to go to the Kohanim in your time, you're supposed to go to the Zekanim of your time. So there's something different about Leviim where that thought doesn't cross our mind. And yet we're supposed to give the Leviim gifts as well. We're supposed to give them Maaser. So how come a person will be reticent to give Bikurim to a Kohen, but not be reticent to give a Levi Maaser? There are a few ways that you can answer this question. One of them, I think, boils down to a very important distinction between Kohanim and Leviim in terms of the nature of their Kedusha. This is an idea that the Rav developed in his Shirim to Maseches Sukkah. I think you can also take it in a slightly different direction. But there is a distinction between the Kedusha of a Kohen and the Kedusha of a Levi. The Kedusha of a Levi is innate. It's genetic. They were separated from the rest of the Jewish people and designated to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and that was it. Yeah, there was an inauguration process, but once God said, we're moving from firstborns to Leviim, that's it. The Kohanim, the language of the Rambam says, is that they were separated and invested with additional Kedusha, and that additional Kedusha comes from the way that the rest of the Jewish people treat them and the way that the Kohanim treat themselves. They hold themselves to a different standard, and all of those halachos and kavod and gifts catalyze and create that additional level of Kedusha, as opposed to by Leviim, where all of the halachos and gifts and benefits are a result of the innate Kedusha that's already present. And this is actually the source for the minhag, the Zohar says, for why a Kohen, by duchening, gets his hands washed by a Levi. In the Beis HaMikdash, the actual mitzvah was for a Kohen to wash his own hands. And so the Zohar, it's quoted by the Beis Yosef, the Zohar says that the reason why the custom for the Kohen to have his hands washed by a Levi before duchening is because the Levi is more complete in his Kedusha, and therefore we have somebody who's complete that can add Kedusha to somebody whose Kedusha is not yet complete and requires the input from outside, either from their own person or from other people. And so when a Kohen is going to give a bracha to the Jewish people, we want to add Kedusha from another group of Jewish civilization that has innate Kedusha. There are a lot of different ramifications and halachic nafkaminas that emerge from this distinction, but perhaps we can answer that you would only have this sort of concern of giving a gift to a Kohen that might not be worthy, because that's where their whole essence of Kedusha comes from. It's not innate. Yes, God said you are predisposed to have a sensitivity to Kedusha, of being able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but the full manifestation of that Kedusha only comes about when the Kohanim act in a certain way, when people treat the Kohanim a certain way. It's contingent on human activity, as opposed to by Leviim, where whether you like it or not, whether you do anything or not, you are a Levi, and all the rights and privileges and obligations that comes along with it. And therefore, okay, so if you have a Levi that's not the most, holy, okay, I could still give him his gifts because he's still a Levi. There's nothing I can do about that. But a Kohen, He's my representative to God. Well, that depends on his stature. That depends on how we treat him. That depends on how he treats himself. And so therefore the Torah says, despite that, because of their role in each generation, the Kohanim are important, and you're supposed to give them the Bikurim as a demonstration of Hakaras HaTov, regardless of their place in Jewish society.